This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, what is the best of the righteous deeds to be done during the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah? Let me answer this question to you in a general manner. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام العشر. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that any righteous deed done during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is the best deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the most beloved deed to Allah azza wa jal. So that includes any righteous deed that you know about that is legislated in the Quran and in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be the best thing to do during these 10 days. So from praying al-nawafil, the prayers before and after salat, sunan al-rawatib, fasting, night prayers, reading the Quran, giving in charity, enjoining the good, forbidding the evil, visiting the sick, following the funeral, and so on. And now more specifically, the best of the deeds to be done during these 10 days is dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the authentic hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَأَكْفِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, during these days of Dhul Hijjah, recite in abundance التَّهْلِيل, which is to say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ التَّكْبِيرِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرِ التَّحْمِيدِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. And this is basically what we say on the day of Eid, which is اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. So this here becomes the best deed to be done during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, because there's a specific command from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the ummah to increase and recite in abundance ذكرullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والله عز وجل in the Quran, he says ويذكر اسم الله في أيام معلومات, and that you should mention and make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during known specific days. And these are the days of Dhul Hijjah. And it was also narrated that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, when the 10 days would begin, as soon as they would begin, they would go out and walk in the streets and in the marketplace, and they would raise their voice with takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. And the people would hear them. So they would begin to recite it aloud, and subhanallah, in a few minutes, in a few moments, the entire street and the marketplaces is filled with the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful and a great sunnah and a great deed it is indeed to be performed during these 10 days. And this deed, this sunnah, becomes much more emphasized when the majority of people are unaware and heedless about this sunnah. So when you're out and about, when you're in your house, recite this dhikr in abundance, before the prayers, after the prayers, any time of the day and the night. And this is why al-ulama, rahimahumullah, they said that there is two things here. There's something known as at-takbir al-mutlaq and at-takbir al-muqayyad. At-takbir al-mutlaq means the unrestricted takbir. The unrestricted takbir of Allah begins as soon as these 10 days begins, and it ends with the last day of Al-Eid. At-takbir al-mutlaq, the unrestricted takbir, means to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd, to say it any time of the day and the night during all these days of Dhul Hijjah, including the days of Eid. And at-takbir al-muqayyad, which is the restricted takbir, that is to say the same thing, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd, is to say it on 5 days after every salat. And that will begin on the day of Arafah, then the day of An-Nahr, which is the day of Eid, then the 3 days of Eid after that. So on 5 days after every single prayer, beginning from the day of Arafah, after Salat al-Fajr, as soon as you finish the Salat, do not move until you say this takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. That's known as at-takbir, the restricted takbir. Otherwise, from now until the last of these days, Recite this takbir in abundance and do not stop. And as I said to you, it becomes more emphasized, especially nowadays, because it's a abandoned sunnah. It's a lost sunnah that people don't know about. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people of dhikr. We ask Allah azza wa jal to give us the ability that we worship Him correctly during these days and during our life. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.